You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. Travel.
Right, I'm ashamed to say that I've never been to Dinwiddie, and we've got Gabby Brondani. Hopefully by the end of this we'll be enticed. Hello, Gabby.
Noon.
Yeah, I've never been to Dinwiddie. What is there to do? What's your favorite thing to do there?
There's actually so much that you can do there. So if you're a fan of, obviously, guided game drives and bushwalks, it's an incredible place to just get out, get into the outdoors. You can enjoy game drives in open safari vehicles. If you really want to sort of explore and enjoy your surroundings on foot, you can actually take a guided bushwalk. Mm. And this is done in small groups guided by especially trained guides who know very well about tracking animals and observing them in their natural habitat without the animals actually even being aware that you're sort of watching them, which is the most incredible thing. So that's something really, really beautiful to try out in the Dinwiddie Game Reserve.
Mm-hmm.
Bushwalks, they normally take between 3 and 4 hours. And of course, you need to sort of be prepared, wear the right clothes, wear the right shoes, take water. But your guided walks, the guys who take you on the walks will, of course, brief you on what you do need,
yes,
to know. There's a lot of dining. You've got breweries. You've got a lot of really, really stunning restaurants at most of the game lodges and the resorts, which are so great to try.
Mm.
I'm a big fan of the picnics.
Mm.
So that's something also really, really nice to enjoy. So there's a whole bunch of different picnic sites that they've got, some of them set on top of hills with the most stunning panoramic views across the valley. You've got visitor LARPers where if you want to go and have a braai with your family, there's that option for you. There are some beautiful bird hides as well. If you're a bird watcher and a fan of just watching birds, it's a stunning area for you to go and enjoy that. They've got hot air ballooning. If you've never done a hot air balloon, doing a hot air balloon ride in the Dinwiddie Game Reserve is probably going to set the bar very high for any future hot air balloon rides that you do take, which is, something very special. One thing, another really, really nice thing is to take advantage of their self-driving route. So with that, you've got access to 140 kilometers of the most beautiful winding tracks in the game reserve. And you can get permits to use the route at the gates to the reserve or at selected lodges. And with the permits actually come a really handy detailed map that gives you sort of numbered reference points,
mm-hmm,
places to stop for breaks, where you can have meals, where you can have picnics and that kind of stuff. So it's a really nice guided self-drive route if you don't know the area at all.
Lovely. Wow, that's quite a comprehensive list. Thank you so much, Gabby.
Only a pleasure.
Thank you. That's Gabby Brondani, always talking travel with her, saying let's head out to the Dinwiddie area. The idea of a hilltop picnic does sound quite tempting, like with just great views to sit there and enjoy, I must say. That's Gabby Brondani. But hot air ballooning, did it once and I thought it's the most boring thing ever. But as she says, maybe over the game reserve, that it might give just a different kind of thrill.